Hi, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. K-Scope reaches its fifth anniversary this year, and to celebrate, the label are hosting two special evenings at the Garage in North London. On Wednesday the 24th of July, we'll hear and see Amplifier, and you'll hear from Cell, the main man from Amplifier, later on in this podcast. Also that night, Bruce Sword and Jonas Renkser will be performing material from their new Wisdom of Crowds album together for the first time ever. The bill will be completed on the first night by No Sound and a rare live performance from Henry Fool featuring Tim Bowness of No Man. The night after, Thursday the 25th of July, Anathema will be performing, as well as North Atlantic Oscillation, Mothlight and Leafblade. So two appearances from Daniel Kavanagh performing with both Anathema and Leafblade. Tickets for the gigs are on sale now, priced at £18 for each evening. There's also a limited number of two-day tickets available for £32. There is a booking fee. kscopemusic.com to buy and for details. So let's hear from all those artists, shall we? First up, here's Bruce Sword with Jonas Renkser from the album Wisdom of Crowds. This is Frozen North.
The wind, nothing will make it learn. See the snow on its lonely ride. Watch gently they all collide. Touch, place your hands on the frozen ground. Caress the eyes of this cold, cold land. Feel there's nothing to feel anymore. Now bitterness to the core. Turning it back to me. Turning it back to you. Moving it back and forth. Stuck in the frozen north.
Jonas Renkser from Wisdom of Crowds. That's entitled Frozen North. Now, Jonas's band Catatonia have an album coming out on K-Scope later this year. Details on the website. Next up then, here is No Sound.
first lost thoughts friends out, and we'll be here and now, together at last, whatever you are.
Heard No Sound from the album Afterthoughts, a piece entitled Wherever You Are, and Henry Thule from an album entitled Men Singing, that's called Everyone in Sweden. You'll find an interview with No Sound's Giancarlo and drummer Chris Maitland on their page on the K-Scope website. That Henry Thule track features Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music on guitar. Now, closing the first night of the two fifth anniversary celebrations at the Garage will be Amplifier. So, I had the great pleasure of catching up with Sel from the band recently, and I started by asking him what we can expect.
We're definitely going to play as much of the new record as possible. We're going to play some stuff from the Sunrises EP. We're going to play things that we've never played before.
Right.
So, you know, and time is kind of short. An hour set when most of your songs are 10 minutes long is a snip. So, you know, if we can, we'll try and work in some family favourites as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Bruce and Jonas doing I've always loved both of those guys, so I can't wait to see how that works.
Because it's the same night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you're part of the K-Scope family. What's the main differences, would you say, between the amplifier of the Octopus and the amplifier of Echo Street?
You know, I can afford a lot more time to kind of be in a creative kind of bod as opposed to being, you know, someone that has to chase up getting paid by distributors and sorting out advertising and doing all that kind of stuff that pretty much when we did the Octopus took up 6 months of my life, really, which was great. It was like, you know, I kind of enjoyed doing that, but I've got a team of experts that are taking care of that, and definitely probably the most exciting time and the most productive time, you know, since probably we did our first record. You know, like, I felt assured that my autonomy, you know, was never, you know, and most importantly, my vision of what I wanted to do. Making records for me is therapeutic, you know, and to have, like, I'm not prepared to have my, you know, therapy kind of interfered with at all, you know.
Does this mean that something is going to happen quicker with the next record? Is there another? What's the gen on the next album?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much written and finished. I just need to record it. I think generally the way our records work is they tend to be the opposite of whatever's happened before. So. The thing with Echo Street is it was so instantaneous and such just a photograph that there wasn't really any time to consider, like, all the other things that go around records. And Echo Street was just like a thought, you know, but the next record isn't like that at all. For me, the next record, it's not just the making of it, but it's kind of affording the time to get all the other things exactly correct around it as well, you know, which is, I've never really had the opportunity to do that before. So in a way, it's quite a puzzle as well, you know, and I like puzzles.
Would you see yourselves as a Manchester band?
Not really, no.
Why is Manchester traditionally punched above its weight?
I can answer that kind of in context of Amplifier. Everyone that's in Amplifier has come to Manchester at an age where they've left their hometown to go and do music. Now, it's kind of a self-perpetuating situation because so many great bands have come from Manchester. You want to go there to kind of soak it up, you know. Once you get there, it's really kind of dark and grimy, bit edgy, which, you know, is what you want, really, for making music. It's small, so it's really, it doesn't take long to kind of get to know everyone, really. Which is, you know, it's like, I know all the guys from Elbow, the guys from the Smiths, you know, you see around, you know, you pretty much know everyone, you meet everyone. It's cheap to live there. You know, if you're a musician, it's a real, you know, you have to learn how to eat vegetables. Really, really inventively.
Being a musician.
In a nutshell.
Na 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 na
gathering, like the holes in a till. Come touch the air with your fingers and change the atmospheres here.
From the album Echo Street, that's a piece entitled Matmos. Now, day two of the K-Scope 5th anniversary celebrations will feature North Atlantic Oscillation. There's a new promo video for this track up on the website now. This is Chirality.
We'll be right back.
present is past, the old chain in the deep. This prophet of many, this light with the elder gods grown.
Oscillation from the album Fog Electric, a piece entitled Chirality, and Leaf Blade there from the Kiss of Spirit and Flesh album. That's called Bethlehem, written and sung by Sean Jude, produced by Daniel Kavanagh from Anathema. North Atlantic Oscillation's album Fog Electric is now available as a two CD set featuring the original album along with a bonus disc containing the Chirality EP, which has previously only been available digitally. Now, next up is a bit of a classic, and my favourite single, I think, from the K-Scope catalogue. This is Mothlight, From Dark Age, Something in the Sky.
Like forever.
Mothlight from Dark Age, Something in the Sky. I'm really looking forward to seeing their set. It's always visually as interesting as it is orally. Mothlight. And closing the second night of the K-Scope 5th anniversary do will be, of course, our dear friends Anathema from Weather Systems. This is entitled Untouchable, Part 1.
And I feel like I knew you before. And I guess that you can heal me through this song. And my love will never die, and my feelings will always shine, and my love will never die, and my feelings will always shine.
Systems, Untouchable, Part 1. News of the next Anathema releases, the European part of the tour in support of Weather Systems. Open with a one-off gig at the Ancient Roman Theatre of Philippopolis with the Plovdiv Philharmonic Orchestra. And that special evening was filmed by the respected director and friend of this podcast, Lasse Heule. And a concert film of the evening is going to be released in September. Entitled Universal, the film will be released as a four-disc audio-visual set capturing the magic of the evening on Blu-ray, DVD and two CDs. This limited edition set will feature bonus audio content and footage of the band recorded at the Union Chapel in London. A two-disc CD and DVD set and a Blu-ray edition will also be available. And the gig is also going to be made available shortly on Untouchable, a double heavyweight vinyl set packaged in a gatefold sleeve with printed inners. Untouchable will be shipping from the K-Scope store in the next couple of weeks. See you then at the Garage in North London on the 24th and 25th of July for K-Scope's 5th anniversary. All the details at kscopemusic.com. 8 acts and me, as I'm your host for the evening. I'm Billy Reeves and I'll speak to you soon.